Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A massive fire here in Fayetteville can be seen from miles and miles away. We're at the scene walking you through minute by minute as crews are here on the scene responding to this fire.
A Durham police officer injured after an early morning crash. What we know so far about how this wreck unfolded.
And beautiful sunshine out there this morning, but it is already very humid. Starting off with a dew point of 74, I'll show you how that will translate into a very high heat index this afternoon.
Only in Southern California can you have an earthquake and hurricane storm, and not to mention a 5,500-acre brush fire in Santa Barbara.
And extreme weather in California is putting millions at risk this morning. We have new video this morning of the flooding being caused by post-tropical storm Hillary. Elizabeth Gardner just showed you that storm on the map, bringing a lot of rain to California and elsewhere. We'll have more on that coming up. But thanks for joining us on your Monday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Monday here. We won't complain so much about our heat index and our feels-like right. temperature when we see what's going on in other parts yeah. of the country. Namely, where Elizabeth Gardner is focused on right now with that post-tropical cyclone Hillary.
Yeah, this is a historic storm, something that Southern California does not see very often. The reason for that is the ocean temperatures here off the coast are typically in the 60s, and that's way too cold for tropical systems to be able to survive. They need 80-degree water temperature, so that's why we see a lot of them on the East Coast, and they see very few on the West Coast. Just the water temperatures are so much colder. So unusual for a storm to be able to make it as a tropical storm and affect folks in Southern California. It is now a post-tropical cyclone moving north at 29 miles per hour. So it's moving fast. It'll move across Nevada today and then up into Oregon and Idaho. The problem with a storm like this, which will dump as much as 2 to 8, even up to 10 inches of rain, is that a lot of this is desert territory, and it's just not equipped to handle this kind of rainfall. And in some cases, some of these areas may only see 5 inches of rain per year. And so this can be as much as they would see in an entire year. So that's why we're seeing so much flooding there. And we'll take a look at some of that video coming up. Also, a look here in the Gulf of Mexico. This system could affect Texas. It hasn't developed, 70% chance that it will, but it could bring some heavy rain to South Texas in the next 24 hours. Franklin, Gerda, and Emily all are tropical storms, and one more system could develop off the coast of Africa. Let's take a quick look at Franklin, likely to bring some very heavy rain to parts of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and then move out into the Atlantic, potentially becoming a hurricane, but moving away from land. Gert developed last night and may only stick around for 24 hours. Emily likely to swing northward and weaken pretty quickly as it moves into the North Atlantic. For us, it's a hot start out there. That sunshine already looks pretty strong. 77 the temperature with a dew point of 74. So it's a very heavy, oppressive feeling air mass. It'll feel like 100 at 2 o'clock and 103 at 4 o'clock. And our temperatures remain in the 90s for much of the day. We'll see the same thing tomorrow, but a cold front comes through late Tuesday that will bring our temperatures down a bit. I'll show you that coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm looking at traffic here this morning. It is 8:03, and we do have some breaking news out on the roadway. This is 540 at Lewisburg Road. Our live camera right there is actually showing you this crash that's blocking that inside lane. We've got a fire truck right there, a couple of fire trucks that are blocking that inside lane, so it's causing a little bit of a delay, but nothing too significant. Here is that part of the map there. Some yellow on the sensors, a couple pockets of red right through that area, but it is something to keep in mind. Give yourself a few extra minutes if you're using that part of 540. Wider look at the rest of the triangle. We are seeing a number of our normal slowdowns. US 1 coming in from the Apex area, and the Beltline on the southern side of Raleigh also having that stop and go traffic. Want to zoom in on Blue Ridge Road at Wade Avenue. Wade has some slowdowns too, but this crash is actually on Blue Ridge Road. It's not causing any delays on the sensors on Blue Ridge, but it is something also to keep in mind right now. Lots of activity out there on the roadways. Jeff and Michelle.
Thanks, Brett. We're also following breaking news out of Fayetteville, where crews are on the scene of a large fire on Shaw Mill Road. It's expected to burn for several days. It is affecting the morning commute for folks in that area. And WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live now near that scene where officials have been there, not exactly fighting this, Laura, but keeping an eye on it.
standing by for sure, Jeff. And from where we're standing, we could really feel the heat coming from the flames and hearing the cracking of the wood behind me. In fact, someone described it as it looks like a fire tornado behind me, because when those flames get to picking up, it starts swirling in the air. And what you're looking at here is pallets and railroad ties on fire. It started around 11 o'clock last night, and crews have been on the scene since then for several hours, as you've mentioned, monitoring the fire. It is a challenging situation because they say because of the area's size and access restraints, they can't respond to this fire as they typically would. We've also seen crews kind of patrolling the area and being on the lookout for spot fires, which they have responded to a few of them earlier this morning. We are seeing a lot of people driving by, stopping by, taking photos. I spoke with one woman who was here on the scene. She actually lives less than a mile away. Here's her reaction to what she saw.
Initially, I thought that one of the neighborhoods next to us, or like the back of my neighborhood, was on fire. Me and my husband, we went and drove around a little bit to figure out where it was. And then me and a whole bunch of people were like camped out here from 1:30 all the way up to like 4:15.
Why?
We were just curious to know like where it would go. Biggest thing I'm worried about is like air quality and everything. People with asthma.
So that is a big concern for a lot of people who live here. And another big question right now is, how did this fire start? We're going to continue to ask Fayetteville police and fire department who are out here more questions as the day progresses. As you mentioned, this is something that they're going to be battling and dealing with for days. We'll stay on top of it here. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Fayetteville.
And more breaking news this morning. A police officer is hurt after a truck crashed into a cruiser overnight in Durham. WRL's Keenan Willer joins us from Durham this morning. Keenan, you've been there all morning long, and you've learned more about what could have led up to this crash.
Well, and seen more in just the last 2 minutes or so. You can see at the far side of this scene a wrecking truck coming to tow away this cruiser that the Durham Police Department says was involved in this wreck, hit by a truck, and minorly injuring the officer who was inside at the time. Now, this happened before 3:30 in the morning, and you can see the total scene here, just how this played out. Police telling us that this pickup truck with two people inside crashed into the cruiser. You can see the severe damage to the front of this truck, to the windshield, the airbag deploying in there. At this point, police have been for hours now at this scene recreating the path that both vehicles took, trying to understand how exactly this happened. And we did, again, see two men who were inside the pickup truck speaking with police on scene after it happened. At this point, we're working with to understand from police whether any charges could be filed as a result of this accident, and again, what determination they can make about how exactly this happened. We're still waiting on information from PD there, but staying on top of this investigation in the hours to come. Keenan Willer, WRL News.
More than 9 million people in Southern California are under flash flood warnings this morning as post-tropical cyclone Hillary is battering that region. This is a look at new video from Palm Springs and Sun Valley, California this morning.
The National Weather Service is warning of potentially life-threatening flooding in parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada. Multiple water rescues have already happened in places including Palm Springs and Ventura County, where at least one person is unaccounted for. Shelter-in-place orders are in effect in several communities, including San Bernardino County. This is the first time a tropical storm has hit California in more than 80 years. Some areas are getting a year's worth of rain in a single day. Local officials are urging people to stay inside.
I know it's human nature to want to go and see this storm, see the swells and the rain, but it is not safe.
Schools in Los Angeles and San Diego are all closed today as the storm makes its way through.
And Michelle, Southern California was also rocked by an earthquake Sunday afternoon. A 5.1 magnitude quake shook buildings as people sheltered from the storm. Smaller aftershocks were also felt after the earthquake. No injuries have been reported.
Emergency workers in Maui, already overwhelmed by fire relief efforts, have a new worry on their hands. An incoming storm is expected to bring heavy rain today and tomorrow. This all comes as President Biden is expected to visit there today. Authorities are preparing for possible flooding and mudslides from post-tropical storm Fernanda. Crews are putting in extra protection around storm drains in Lahaina after the devastating wildfires killed at least 114 people. The U.S. Coast Guard is also working around the island to try to reduce any runoff and prevent hazardous material from getting into the ocean. And this afternoon, Wake County commissioners are expected to approve millions of dollars for PNC Arena renovations. This is the second approval the arena needs to get the funding. Raleigh City Council approved it last week. That money is part of a larger recommendation from the city and county managers on how to spend revenue from the hospitality tax. This all comes after a lease extension was made to keep the Hurricanes at the arena and develop the area around it. If approved, money would go toward the Cary Indoor Sports Facility and Raleigh Convention Center as well.
10 after 8 right now, firefighters in Canada are working tirelessly to try to contain some of the 1,000 wildfires burning in that country.
You know, there's people up there working 36, 48-hour shifts, and they take an absolute beating.
Coming up, the emotional message of gratitude from a fire chief in one of the hardest-hit areas.
Plus, a four-day work week. That sounds nice, right? That could soon be a reality for workers in one state. We'll break down the bill expected to be introduced this week in Pennsylvania.
Hey, we have our seven-day forecast, and sometimes this time of year, it's 90s all the way across. We're starting to work our way into that roller coaster time of year. Really hot for the next couple of days, but a nice break Wednesday and Thursday. I'll go over the heat index for the week coming up.
Eight 14 is the time on your Monday. Right now, we take it down to the Sandhills, blue skies over Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Just a beautiful look right there as June of 2024 will be U.S. Men's Open Championship right on those very grounds right there. As you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And we're going to take you out to where this year's U.S. Open was played, out in the state of California and Los Angeles, taking a hard hit. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with this Hillary outlook.
Yeah, so, very unusual, of course. There hasn't been a tropical storm warning for Southern California in, never. And they haven't been hit by a tropical storm in over 80 years. The reason for that is the ocean temperatures off the coast of California are typically in the 60s, and our ocean temperatures are in the 80s. And so we see storms coming on shore in North Carolina and, of course, parts of the southeast because of that. The storms, in order to survive, need ocean temperatures at around 80 degrees or hotter. And so typically these storms will start to move northward and fizzle out in the colder water. But that's not what happened this time, that's for sure. They continue to see some cloud cover, a little bit of rain in Los Angeles. Most of that is starting to move northward through the valley and on up into Nevada. There's still winds with this system at 35 miles per hour, but it is a post-tropical cyclone at this point, back down to just a low pressure system by this afternoon as it continues to move northward very fast on up into Idaho and Oregon. Take a look at some of the rainfall totals that we ended up seeing. The red shaded areas were 2 to 4 inches of rainfall, and then the yellow is going to be 4 to 6. And then there were some pockets around Santa Clarita at 7 inches, east of LA there at 8 inches, and north up into the valley just east of Bakersfield again at around 8 inches. And these are areas that topographically are just not really set up to have this much rainfall. A lot of these are desert areas, and this may be as much rainfall as they see in a year. As it continues to move northward, the heaviest rain today will end up being across Nevada, then into Oregon and Idaho. So we'll start to see that rain tapering off in Southern California, but they'll still have a lot of cleanup to do. The next part of the United States to be hit is potentially here. The system in the Gulf of Mexico could bring some heavy rain to South Texas in the next 24 hours. It isn't named yet, but we have Franklin, Gert, and Emily, all tropical storms, and another system coming off the coast of Africa right now. So very, very busy. Here's that cell that's sitting here in off the coast of Mexico. Notice at 6 a.m. tomorrow, we see some heavy rain that moves into South Texas. It looks like it's moving pretty fast, but there could be some impacts there. I'm also watching Tropical Storm Franklin. A lot of heavy rain for parts of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Some flooding likely there. That storm is then headed out to sea. Could become a hurricane, however. Gert developed last night, but may only stick around for 24 hours. And Emily, likely in the next 24 hours to become a tropical depression and move into the Atlantic without having any real effect. Goldsboro looking good. Fayetteville as well. Chapel Hill, beautiful blue skies courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And Apex looking good. Triple digit heat indices. 103 for Raleigh, 100 Durham, 104 in Fayetteville. That's what we're going to see this afternoon. And then we'll cut and paste that again for Tuesday. A bit of a break Wednesday and Thursday. It's hotter again though. Friday and Saturday. I'll show you the heat index through the rest of the week coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic, 817 right now, and this is our live look at 540 in Lewisburg Road. They're still working to clear that crash that's there on those inside lanes. It's blocking at least one lane of traffic right now. All of these cars right there on that inner part of 540 are involved, but not causing any significant backups. A little bit of a delay right there, that little pocket right before you get to Capitol Boulevard, and a little pocket right before you get to Lewisburg Road. But other than that, just give yourself a few extra minutes if you do have to use 540. Should be able to get through it fairly quickly. Wider look around the triangle, we are seeing our normal pockets of slowdowns, the one coming in from Apex, of course, the I-40 westbound lanes south of Raleigh. Let's zoom in on Blue Ridge Road right there at Wade Avenue. That crash right now, we're working to learn, it should be in the clearing stages at this point, not causing any delays, and Wade Avenue right there has cleared up. Our sensors were picking up some red on a little bit ago, picking up some red, so it was causing some significant backups. US 1 southbound coming in from the Wake Forest area, down to a 6-minute delay right now. Michelle and Jeff.
All right, thank you, Brett. At least 8 people are hurt after a shooting outside a Minneapolis grocery store. Police say at least 2 gunmen opened fire outside the store last night. Officers who arrived found 3 people with gunshot wounds outside the store. Several others went to hospitals on their own. Police recovered 41 shell casings and say at least one of the guns was an assault weapon. There is no word on the conditions of the victims or about what led up to that shooting.
Fire officials near Charlotte are trying to figure out what led to a fire that killed 3 children. This happened in Concord Sunday morning around 1 o'clock. And fire crews say they responded to a duplex there that was just engulfed in flames. Responders pulled the kids from the home and immediately performed CPR. 2 of them died at the scene. A 3rd was taken to the hospital where she later died. The kids were 11, 15, and 16 years old. Authorities say the parents were not home.
Well, check this out. This was taken over the weekend in San Diego. You can see lightning coming from the outer bands of post-tropical storm Hillary. The person who shot the video said the lightning went on for about an hour. He's lived in San Diego for 20 years and said he's never seen anything like that.
Canada is sending its armed forces to help battle fast-moving wildfires in the western province of British Columbia. Fire crews are making progress, but it is a challenge that is taking its toll.
I just want to congratulate all our firefighters. You know, for thousands of years, just regular people step up to be warriors to protect their villages.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is sending the military in to help with evacuations. The fires have put more than 35,000 people under evacuation orders. Officials say they do not yet have an estimate on the number of homes and buildings that have been destroyed. This year has been the worst on record wildfire season in Canada, with more than 1,000 active fires burning across that country.
2 men are facing charges this morning, accused of being connected to a shooting that left another man dead in Rocky Mount. Authorities say 30-year-old Marquise Farmer died in the parking lot after a fight broke out at the ABC store on Westwood Drive. This happened Saturday night. Police arrested Zion Betts, who faces a second-degree murder charge. Pierre Tucker faces a felony charge of accessory to murder after the fact. Both are in Nash County Jail, Betts with no bond and Tucker with a $250,000 bond.
Just 5 days left to surrender to authorities at Fulton County. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is doing everything he can to have his charges dismissed. He and his legal team filed a motion regarding the election interference indictments. Meadows is one of former President Donald Trump's 18 co-defendants in the case and a former North Carolina lawmaker. This recent filing cites presidential immunity. Filing stated, quote, "As a federal official at the time of the charged conduct, he is immune from state prosecution under the Supremacy Clause of the Federal Constitution." Last week, Meadows also filed a motion to try to get the case moved to federal court. Victims of the Maui wildfires are being honored this morning. A skyscraper in Florida is lit up with the world's tallest Hawaiian flag and a memorial candle. Can be seen across the Miami skyline there. The memorial also includes the message, help heal Hawaii. It's a slogan that was created for a fundraiser started by Miami Dolphins NFL quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He is a native of Hawaii.
A northeastern state could see large businesses move to a four-day work week if a bill is passed. Pennsylvania State Representative Ronnie Green says she'll introduce legislation this week that would require businesses of 500 or more to move to a four-day work week without reducing pay. Green says societal needs have shifted since 1938 when a 40-hours-a-week work schedule was adopted. Green also says that research shows productivity does not drop with shorter work weeks. Well, putting kids into sports can not only help them to stay active, but might help boost their social and team working skills as well. Dr. Matthew Sacco with Cleveland Clinic says kids can learn how to solve problems through sports. He says they can learn how to manage their feelings when working with teammates and dealing with team losses. And if they try a new sport but decide they don't like it, he says that's okay too. It's good for kids to try new things.
New research shows malls may be making a comeback. Many are reporting bigger crowds now than before the pandemic. A new market analysis finds foot traffic in top-tier malls was up 12% in 2022 compared to 2019. In lower-tier malls, foot traffic went up 10% in that same time frame. Sales revenue in top-tier malls went up 5% from 2020 to 2022. Lower-tier malls saw a retail growth of nearly 9%.
Well, coming up, we're following breaking news out of Fayetteville, where crews are monitoring a massive fire. WREL's Laura Levine has been on the scene all morning and has an update for us. That's coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. With the start of the work week, we are seeing some warm temperatures out there to start. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a beautiful look over Chapel Hill this morning. Bright blue skies, and it's going to get hot.
Oh, it is. It's already heating up. It's really a sticky, muggy morning out there for us. And our view from Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We take a look town by town. We're still in the 70s right now, but we're getting close to the 80s already. Southern Pines at 78, 77 in Tarboro, 76 in South Hill, and 77 and Rocky Mount and Wilson. Walking the dog this morning, it's pretty uncomfortably sticky. By lunchtime, we're in the mid-90s. We'll see a high of 97. The heat index up around 103 this afternoon, but we're rain-free the next couple of days. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. 540 at Lewisburg Road. We're continuing to monitor this crash that's blocked those inbound lanes on 540 right there past Lewisburg Road. But you can see that actually there's just the one fire truck left. So it looks like they are in the clearing stages and hopefully we'll get out of there soon because it is causing some backups. Nothing too major. We are seeing some red on the sensors, but as soon as you get past that, you are in the clear. So that's good news. Wider look around the triangle. We are seeing pretty much green across the board, a couple pockets of slowdowns. We do have a new crash though on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard right there at State Street. Michelle, it's not picking up any delays on the sensors.
That's some good news. Thanks, Brad. A large fire has been burning since last night in Fayetteville and will likely burn for days. The fire is preventing travel along Shaw Mill Road at the Meharry Drive intersection that's close to Rose Hill Road. And a police officer is injured after a truck crashed into his vehicle overnight in Durham. It happened at the intersection of Hillsborough Road and Michael Farm Road. We're working to learn what led up to that crash and if anyone will be charged. Next on Fox 50, the next step we could see toward more casinos here in North Carolina. And next on Today, all about the drink of the summer.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WREL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now, we're live on the scene of a massive fire here in Fayetteville as crews are working to get this under control. We'll give you the updates right now.
A Durham police officer injured after an early morning crash. What we know so far about what led up to this wreck.
And when you open the door, you're going to feel it. Lots of humidity out there. I'll show you what it will feel like with the heat index this afternoon.
And parts of California are underwater as a historic storm hits areas that rarely see rain during this time of year. Post-tropical storm Hillary is causing dangerous and life-threatening flooding this morning.
Today, President Biden and the First Lady will travel to Maui nearly 2 weeks after devastating wildfires there.
We don't need you. Don't come here.
And that's the response coming up. How outraged residents are preparing for the impacts of post-tropical cyclone Fernanda on the heels of those deadly fires there. 8:31 the time. We want to thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time here as we get our Monday started together.
And you know what? I mean, we just heard from those residents in Hawaii. I mean, you just feel for them. They're going through so much, and now they could see this rain with the mudslides and the flooding. We also are watching California as well. They're seeing some historic rain there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has this storm right now showing exactly where it is and how much rain they're seeing.
Yeah, it's been over 80 years since Southern California saw a tropical storm. That's because the ocean temperatures here are typically too cold to support a tropical system, but this time it made it through. So the rain is starting to taper off in Los Angeles. It's moving on up into Nevada and eventually Oregon and Idaho. It's now down to a tropical post-tropical cyclone, likely to just be a low pressure system and remnants by later on today. It's moving fast to the north at 29 miles per hour, and that's definitely good news. The faster this moves, the less rain that it can drop on the area. Of course, so much of Southern California and Nevada is desert, and it's just not designed to be able to accommodate a lot of heavy rain. So that's why we're looking at a lot of flooding and mudslides in that area. The next thing that we're watching is a system here in the Gulf, and that might bring some heavy rain by tomorrow to South Texas. It has a 70% chance of developing. But we have Tropical Storm Franklin, Gert, and Emily here in the Atlantic. Gert developed last night, but isn't likely to last long. A 70% chance of another system developing off the coast of Africa. Franklin likely to bring heavy rain to Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and then moving on out to sea, potentially becoming a hurricane. Gert will diminish very quickly. And then the same thing really with Emily. Emily is going to hold on a little longer, but by the end of the week, will dissipate out there in the Atlantic without affecting land. We take a live look at Roxborough. Lots of sunshine, warm temperatures, pretty flag there on the courthouse lawn. 77 our temperature with a dew point of 74. So that means that by 1 o'clock, by 2 o'clock, it'll feel like 100, feeling like 103 around the middle of the afternoon. Actual highs will be in the upper 90s, and today does stay dry. We'll see a day just like this tomorrow, but then a nice break in the heat for a few days. I'll show you when to expect that coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. We're following some breaking news out of Fayetteville this morning. Crews have been on the scene of a large fire for over 9 hours now. This all happening on Shaw Mill Road here. It's expected to burn for several days, and it's also impacting this morning's commute. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live near that scene. Laura, officials there say fighting this fire is going to be a real challenge, and it's going to go on for a couple days.
Yes, Michelle. And you know what? It is already a hot morning here right now. So you can just imagine the heat that we're feeling, that crews are feeling from the flames here behind me on Shaw Mill Road. And what you're looking at right now is thousands of piles of pallets and railroad ties caught on fire. This all began around 11 o'clock last night. That's when crews arrived here on the scene. And what's really challenging about this situation is that firefighters say not only the area size, but also really the access restraints. There are some strengths in that aspect of them actually being able to tackle this head on. So what you see here is a lot of people standing by. If we pan the camera this way to the right here, you can see they have formed somewhat of a staging area. We have the fire department, American Red Cross, as well as the police department here, just kind of monitoring the situation. Earlier this morning, they had to respond to some spot fires that came about in this wooded area over here. And that's really what they're going to be checking for at this time. A lot of people also stopping by, kind of fascinated by these flames that could really be seen miles and miles away from where we're standing right now. Of course, you want to avoid Shaw Mill Road, the intersection here, and Meharry Drive. They do have this area blocked off because, as you've mentioned, they're going to be here for quite some time. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Fayetteville.
Well, so breaking news out of Durham. A police officer's hurt after a truck crashed into a cruiser. WREL's Keenan Willard was at that scene, breaks down what led up to the crash.
A Durham police officer suffered minor injuries to their hand after police say they were involved in this wreck here by Hillsborough Road and Michael Farm Road before 3:30 in the morning. Police say that this truck crashed into the cruiser, injuring that police officer. You can see the airbag deployed there, severe damage to the front of that truck. And then on the other side of this scene, that police cruiser, severe damage to the right side of that car. We don't have the identity of the police officer involved in this wreck. We did see officers taking two men who were inside of the pickup truck aside, speaking with them. WREL is working to find out if any charges will be filed as a result of this incident. We're also working with police to determine exactly how this accident happened. More information on that in the hours ahead. Keenan Willard, WREL News.
More than 9 million people in Southern California are under flash flood warnings this morning as post-tropical cyclone Hillary is battering that region. National Weather Service is warning of potentially life-threatening flooding in parts of California and Arizona and Nevada. Multiple water rescues have already happened in places, including Palm Springs and Ventura County, where at least one person is still missing. Shelter-in-place orders are in effect in several communities, including San Bernardino County. It's the first time a tropical storm has hit California in more than 80 years. Some areas are getting a year's worth of rain in a single day. Local officials are urging people to just stay indoors.
I know it's human nature to want to go and see this storm, see the swells and the rain, but it is not safe.
Schools in Los Angeles and San Diego are all closed today as the storm makes its way through there.
And this morning, Raleigh police are trying to track down a person accused of shooting and leaving another person with life-threatening injuries. Officers say they've been using canine units and drones to try and track down the suspect. Investigators say the shooting happened yesterday afternoon in the Shades Place neighborhood. That's right across from a park where kids play. They believe it stemmed from a fight. Police say the suspect shooter does not live on the street where the shooting happened, and it appears to be an isolated incident.
President Joe Biden is expected to be in Maui today as people in Hawaii question the government's response to the deadly wildfires. Today's visit comes as Maui prepares for post-tropical cyclone Fernanda, which could bring flooding and mudslides to that already devastated area. For some people dealing with the deadly wildfires in Maui, their grief is now turning to anger, criticizing Biden for what they call a slow response. The White House says the president has been working behind the scenes to provide support and relief to those in need. FEMA is in Maui offering meals and housing.
Well, today we'll learn more about the future of casinos here in North Carolina. Leaders in Rockingham County will vote today on whether to rezone a property to allow for a casino. Rockingham County is just north of Greensboro. This all comes as state lawmakers are moving closer to a deal that would allow casinos not only there, but in Nash and Anson counties as well.
New traditional school year calendar starts just a week from today, and state law leaders and law enforcement today will be making sure your child will be safe as they get on and off the bus. Multi-agency school bus safety event will encourage drivers to brush up on their school bus safety laws. It includes when you can and cannot pass a bus on the road. Today's efforts will also concentrate on protecting students who bike or walk to school. It comes as parents in Wake County express concern over students' new bus routes.
Want to be able to show as much grace to those that were involved in the decision, because I know how tough it is. But please just take into consideration how it does impact all families.
Chris Johnson says the route gets his son to Dillard Drive Middle School half an hour late, even though they only live 2 miles from the school. About 3,000 other students are in the same boat, and Wake County Public Schools released a statement addressing the bus plan. School officials say, in part, we're committed to providing the support necessary to help students who may miss some instructional time due to transportation delays.
Well, coming up, yet another natural disaster is hitting the West. See video of the wildfire burning in Spokane, now forcing some out of their homes.
Plus, a new cell phone ban in schools is sweeping across the country. The new technology making it nearly impossible for students to scroll during class.
And you're taking a live look at Sanford this morning. Beautiful blue skies, but it is feeling tropical out there. Elizabeth will tell us about the return of heat and humidity this week. And she's also tracking the tropics with systems off both of our coasts. Welcome back on your Monday morning. Time now 8:43. This is a live look over Fayetteville. Plenty of sunshine and plenty of heat and humidity for today and tomorrow. We'll talk about your forecast locally coming up. But first, we have to talk about the tropics because there's a lot going on, Elizabeth.
There is. We have, of course, Hillary. They're moving through Nevada right now. Then we have a system that's developing here potentially in the Gulf of Mexico. Now it's an 80% chance. It looks like early tomorrow it could bring some heavy rain to the southern tip of Texas. Franklin, in the next 48 hours, likely to bring some heavy rain to parts of Haiti and Dominican Republic. Gert's likely to dissipate, and so is Emily. Neither one of those likely to affect land. But there's one more system that's coming off the coast of Africa, so it is definitely busy out there. Currently, Hillary is a post-tropical cyclone. The rain here in Southern California is tapering off, so they've seen the worst of it. The system moves on up now through Nevada and into Oregon and Idaho. It's moving fast to the north at 29 miles per hour, and you can see it just dissipates by later on this afternoon, but continues to bring some rain to the north. Some very heavy rain, of course, across parts of California. We'll take a look at the Los Angeles area. All the areas in red were 2 to 4 inches of rainfall, and for us, that might not sound like very much, but these are all desert, or a lot of them are desert environments that just aren't really equipped to handle this kind of rain, areas that may see, you know, 5 inches of rain in a year. And Santa Clarita, 7 inches east of Los Angeles, as much as 6 to 8 inches, and also some areas north, just east of Bakersfield up in the valley, where we saw up to 8 inches of rain, or they saw up to 8 inches of rain. Less rain, of course, across Southern California for today, but a lot of that will be moving up to the north. We take a look outside right now. Lots of sunshine out there. This is a live look at Roxborough, 77 with a dew point of 74. So it is very warm and muggy already. 97 Raleigh, 96 Durham, 97 degrees in Fayetteville. And we take a look at our muggy meter, 74. That's a really high dew point, meaning there's a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, and it's going to feel really sticky and uncomfortable today. The green shaded area is where all the moisture is, or the mugginess. We see this front coming through, and then by late tomorrow, we begin to see some drying taking place. Tomorrow's still going to be pretty hot and sticky, but Wednesday, notice how we've dried out. The gray area is drying, so that's a drop in our humidity. It's really just kind of a pocket here across North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and it doesn't last too long. Late Thursday into Friday, we start seeing that humidity moving back into our area. It'll feel like 103 this afternoon. That's close to 105, which would be our threshold for a heat advisory, so we're close to it today and tomorrow. Tomorrow feels like 102. A nice little break Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe you plan something outside those days, but Friday already looking very hot and humid again, potentially up to 106. Interestingly enough, this time of year, we can have solid 90s across the board. So nice to start seeing a little bit of that up and down with the roller coaster. Right now, Sunday looks nice with a high of 84, but a chance for storms.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A man is dead this morning after police shot and killed him in Charlotte. Police say he stabbed an officer in the neck and shot a woman. It all started as a domestic dispute call yesterday. When police got to the scene, they heard shots from inside the home, so they forced their way in. There was a struggle, and the suspect stabbed an officer and was then shot and killed by another officer. Charlotte-Mecklenburg police chief says domestic violence calls can be very unpredictable.
They can escalate very quickly, and whether they're targeting each other or targeting the officers that come to the scene, and they're so unpredictable. That's why we say those are some of the most dangerous calls for service.
Yeah, the wounded officer and the woman who was shot are both expected to survive.
As kids head back to school, you may be wondering, how safe are their classrooms? WREL investigate Sarah Kruger has a preview of a story you'll only see on WREL. The start of school is just around the corner, but not without plenty of repair work to make our classrooms safer. Tonight at 5:30, WREL investigates the past 6 months of fire code inspections in Wake County schools. We're talking security concerns like doors that don't close properly and safety issues like blocked exit doors and sprinkler systems that aren't up to code.
You sending your kid in there? Yes, you wanted to make sure your kids are safe.
The most common fire inspection problems, and one school in the county hit with more than 100 violations. Back to school fire safety inspections tonight at 5:30. Sarah Kruger, WREL News, Raleigh.
More than 7,000 children's beds are being recalled over strangulation hazards. Zippity Kids is recalling this convertible house bed frame and Montessori floor beds. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the beds, the bars in the railing there are not spaced out enough, and they can trap a child, allowing a torso to pass through the opening but not their head. CPSC says at least 2 children have gotten stuck so far and received minor injuries. Customers who bought the beds are urged to throw them out and not to sell them or donate them. There are no refunds.
Post-tropical storm Hillary is prompting some national parks to close. Death Valley National Park was closed yesterday afternoon. Officials are urging visitors to stay away and seek shelter. The park has experienced heavy rainfall and flash flooding. Many roadways are covered with debris and water. Sunday, a huge boulder fell on Interstate 8, shutting down the eastbound lanes until the California Department of Transportation could move it. And then in Arizona, evacuations have been ordered for areas of Lake Mead National Park. Authorities say they're concerned about major flooding and are urging anyone in the area to seek higher ground. It's unclear when the evacuation order will be lifted.
Two people are dead and thousands are evacuating their homes as wildfires rage in Spokane, Washington. So far, 25,000 acres have burned in Spokane County. Hundreds of structures have been damaged and some areas have experienced power outages. According to officials, the wildfires broke out on Saturday and have not been contained in any capacity. On Sunday, evacuation orders or get set to leave orders were put in place for some areas.
The countdown is on this morning for former President Donald Trump to surrender to the Fulton County Jail. He and his 18 co-defendants have until this Friday to turn themselves in. They're facing a load of charges accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. Meanwhile, Trump says he will not participate in the first Republican presidential debate ahead of the 2024 election. He made the announcement on his Truth Social account yesterday. Trump says the public knows who he is and knows of his accomplishments as president. A company in North Carolina dumped massive amounts of toxic chemicals into the Cape Fear River for decades, the drinking water supply for hundreds of thousands of people. And these forever chemicals also contaminated the air and groundwater surrounding the plant. We first learned of the contamination 5 years ago, but thousands of people are forced to use contaminated water today. It is one of the most pivotal contamination stories in the United States and the subject of our latest WREL doc, Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water. It's airing this week on WREL. And WREL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance and environmental reporter Liz McLaughlin teamed up to show what's happening in these contaminated areas.
You know, how has the contamination impacted your life?
Terribly. I have cancer. My dog has cancer. It's a true living nightmare. My doctors in Duke actually told me if I drank out the tap, it would make my cancer worse than what it is right now.
They can't tell me it's not harming the people.
I feel like they're waiting on us to die. Oh, they'll stop. They're going to die. So it doesn't matter. No.
Our WREL doc team shines a light on how this contamination happened and highlights demands from families who want to know if drinking toxic water for years has led to health problems, including cancer and birth defects. You can watch Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water. That's happening Wednesday at 7:30. That's on WREL or on WREL.com. Or you can head to the WREL doc YouTube page at 8 p.m.
Students across the country are returning to schools this week. Some are finding new policies in place. Their cell phones are banned. That's one of them. One district in Alabama giving each student a pouch. You see them here. They put their phone in it while they're at school, and it unlocks only with that specific unlocking magnet right there. Most students don't like the new rule. Some parents are worried about contacting their kids in case of an emergency. But teachers say it is improving the learning environment.
I just see engagement, honestly. I see talking. They're using their words.
It's revolutionized teaching for me this year. Work gets done faster. We move along faster.
The maker of the pouch says it is seeing an estimated 150% increase in schools using them this year. It is now working with over 2,000 schools across the country.
In just a week, kids on the traditional calendar head back to the classrooms. We asked a UNC pediatrician what she wants parents to know about their children's health. And first, she says if it's been more than a year since your child's last checkup, schedule one now.
It's a really good opportunity for the parents to have the child up to date on vaccines, particularly those vaccines that are required for school.
You can find all of Dr. Young's recommendations by looking for this story on our website. That's WREL.com.
We had to break now, but before we do, get you a look at these winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic next as well.